USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for the presidential candidates on Friday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, President Trump visiting Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In Michigan, President Trump saying,
"This election is a matter of economic survival for Michigan because Joe Biden, look at what they did during their 8 years."
And regarding the coronavirus pandemic, the president says,
"This was China's fault. Just remember it. Our vaccine will eradicate the virus much more quickly and end the pandemic quickly, quickly, quickly."
The rough week on Wall Street continuing at the closing bell, the Dow ending the week down 157 points to close at 26,501. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is hoping to turn Georgia from red to blue. The latest Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found that Biden and Trump are tied at 47% in Georgia, with the margin of error being plus or minus 4 percentage points. One thing is for certain in Georgia, there's record voter turnout.
We expect even more higher turnout than we've seen so far. With that, there may be lines. Expect lines, long lines.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The CDC has some safety tips for tomorrow's socially distanced pandemic Halloween. You can stay home and have a virtual costume contest or stay with small groups of people who live near you. Health officials say if you do venture out for some trick-or-treating or celebration, keep your hands washed and sanitized and maintain social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With record turnout during early voting, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is thanking his supporters who already voted, but urging them to make sure their family and friends do too. Cornyn leading his Democratic challenger in the Real Clear Politics average of polls by 7.5 percentage points. Cornyn telling Fox News the amount of out-of-state money coming into Senate races that are close is truly amazing.
It's an unbelievable amount of money in South Carolina, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Montana, Maine. And this is the phenomenon of small dollar donations through this internet portal called Act Blue, as you know. And this is a new model of fundraising, and it's really dwarfed Republicans' ability to fund their races. We're trying to be competitive, and I think we are on the message and on the quality of the candidates, but the money is pretty overwhelming.
People across most of America are getting set to turn their clocks back this weekend as daylight savings time ends. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says this brings the usual challenges on the roads starting next week.
It might be most pronounced on Monday, but really for the next 2 weeks, we know that we're going to see an increase in crashes as a result of this.
McKinley speaking there on Denver's KUSA TV9. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.